Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A nearly full moon brightened the nocturnal landscape, presiding over a frosty night, except through the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys and over the higher terrain, where a south to southwesterly wind kept readings in the 30s to low 40s. Not that the moon had anything to do with this directly, but generally it's the clear skies, not the moon, that allows the daytime warmth to escape out into the atmosphere. The clear skies and light winds belong to a now departing high-pressure system east of New England, extending southwest to Georgia. It's working in tandem with an approaching storm system, strengthening over the Great Lakes early this morning, which will increase our south winds and lift temperatures into the low and mid-60s this afternoon, a good 15 to 25 degrees warmer than yesterday. Meanwhile, the developing storm over the Great Lakes will spread increasing clouds into the western areas during this afternoon and then lowering into the St. Lawrence Valley late as showers approach. The storm itself in the Great Lakes tracks eastward rather quickly tonight into Wednesday. Periods of showers will expand eastward. However, with the storm strengthening, colder air will be quick to wrap in behind the storm. It appears the northern mountains will see the rain change to snow tomorrow, settling lower into the northern valleys late morning and afternoon, while at the same time tapering off. Higher elevations could see an inch or two of snow. The narrow window for snow at lower elevations will limit amounts to an inch or less, and none expected in the south, although a few wet snowflakes are possible. The storm's quick exit also means any snow showers or flurries move out very quickly Wednesday evening, followed by clearing skies and a late-season push of cold air again for Wednesday night through Thursday night, feeling more like March than late April. But that isn't the end of the temperature roller coaster ride. It warms back into the 50s and low 60s Friday and into the 60s on Saturday. Now back to the forecast details. Sunshine mixing with increasing clouds through New York, northwest Vermont, and Quebec later on this afternoon. It'll be breezy and warmer, temperatures climbing to the low and mid-60s, winds out of the south increasing 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting 20 to 30 miles per hour. Becoming cloudy tonight, showers increasing in New York and Quebec this evening, in the rest of the north after midnight, in the south late, lows upper 30s to mid-40s, and then tomorrow. Rain changing to snow over the northern mountains an inch or two, in northern valleys late morning and afternoon an inch or less, and little if anything south, some clearing west of the Green Mountains late in the day. Colder, highs tomorrow 40s to near 50, but falling through the 30s during the day. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.